Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Allison Davis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is co-founder and CEO of Davis & Company, a leader in employee communication consulting. Her company helps companies all over the world do a better job of communicating with their people. She is the co-author, along with Paul Brown, of Your Attention, Please, How to Appeal to Today's Distracted, Disinterested, Disengaged, Disenchanted, and Very Busy Audiences. And it's a brand new book out, and both she and Paul have their picture on the back cover, and she's the pretty one, by the way. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be with you.
I like what you guys say in your book. With the 24/7 news cycle, with the internet, with billboards, with all the commercials on everywhere you turn around, which we don't have anything against commercials here, Allison. We actually like the fact that we have commercials and sponsors to have those commercials. But there's so much clutter. Small businesses, my audience, small business owners have got to figure out, like all businesses do, how to cut through the clutter. And I was gonna mention a couple of things that I've noticed that make no sense. About 3 or 4 years ago, no more than that, 4, 5 or 6 years ago, a competitive phone book came out. And you know how the phone books will have regular type and then they'll have bold type for businesses.
Yeah.
If you pay for it.
Right.
Well, this company, this new competitive phone book company, decided they'd make everybody bold.
Yeah, if everybody's bold, then nobody is, right?
Bingo. And they did that. I mean, they actually did that. And they didn't get it. All right, here's another one. You turn the television on to CNN or Fox or any of those 24 channels, and they're chasing a car. They've got a video of a car going around being chased by a police officer, and they'll actually say, breaking news, a car chase in Los Angeles. We don't know why he's being chased. If everything's breaking news, nothing is breaking news,
right.
And so that's what we've got to deal with, isn't it?
Yeah, and from a small business point of view, from when we think about marketing my company, it's almost like if you bring what you're doing down to a conversational level, that is one way to cut through the clutter. Because all that you describe is sort of shouting, right?
That's right.
And so if you begin to deal with your prospects, your customers, in kind of this one-to-one way and talk to them person-to-person, then that will actually get through better than all the shouting and headlines and boldface can do, because that's that personal interaction.
Which brings me to some things that you guys learned, and I like what you said in your book. You said you learned three things. I'm going to read the first one, let you comment on it. Number one, folks, people won't pay attention to information just because it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what happens to all of us is we get so excited by what we're working on. I mean, that's what makes it fun, right? You know, we're working on a new project. We've got a new product. We figured out some answer to a problem. And we just get very enthusiastic about it. We want to share it. So we just want to provide all this information out to our audience. And we think that they're just going to be just as fascinated by all the facts about it as we are.
Well,
and you've got to change that.
Well, what happens is, Allison, we've got to make sure that what our benefits to what we understand that what our benefits to us as the person buying and building and providing this product are only features to our customers.
That's a great point. That's a really great point.
See, that's what happens. We get caught up in this. We become customers of the vendors who sell us the stuff that we put together to make into our product.
Yeah.
And we get excited, and we think that our customers will, and it literally morphs into features for them, and people don't buy features, do they?
No, they buy answers to problems.
That's right.
They buy solutions, and what people are really looking for is how you can help them. I mean, we're as human beings, we're all mostly self-interested or self-interested first.
Which brings us to your second point. Let me read this for you. Number two, folks, this is what she and Paul learned, what Allison and Paul learned. The most relevant communication is all about me.
That's right. So
what's in it for me?
What's in it for me? Right. And if you can answer that question right away, right off the bat, you're going to get people's attention.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and that's, but I tell people, and I've said this on my show and everywhere I write and speak, Allison, small business owners have got to differentiate. Well, I think all companies do, but I only care about small businesses. They've got to be able to determine the difference between what people need and what they want.
Yep, I think that's right.
Because our success is going to be found in giving people what they want, because they'll pay more for that.
Yeah, they will. And, you know, in our book, what we talk about is really understanding what those needs are and what those wants are, and really knowing your audience, your customers, intimately. You really need to figure out what's going on for them.
Well, see, if you get to what they want, that's what you were talking about in the beginning. What they want is the personal, customized stuff.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Everybody needs to eat. We all need to eat during the day, but sometimes we want to dine.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. And we'd like to dine in a way that's delicious.
And so don't talk to them. If you own a fine dining restaurant, don't say, come and let us feed you. Right?
Right.
Because that doesn't cut through the clutter. That doesn't get to what's in it about them. To me, I think you should say, come and let us help you build a memory.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Very nice. Very
but
good.
That's what you guys are talking about in your book.
Yeah, and many of us have different types of, most of us in business have different types of customers. And one of the things that we've been talking about in my company is we really need to understand who those customer segments are and what the different needs are of each segment, different wants of each segment,
mm-hmm.
and how to solve those problems for them in a way that reassures them, makes them feel like we really can help them, can give them that experience that they're looking for.
The book, Your Attention Please, is available wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, it is, and you can also get a signed copy on our website, yourattentionpleasebook.com.
Yourattentionpleasebook.com. It's worth the visit to get an autographed copy from Allison Davis, ladies and gentlemen, because that signature, along with the book in 100 years, will be worth at least an extra 50 cents. You want to make sure you get that? Stand by, Allison. We're going to be right back with Allison Davis. Folks, we're going to talk some more. We still got at least one more thing that she learned, and we don't want to miss that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yet all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strength that plays soft and low. Yet all your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Allison Davis is our guest. She is CEO of Davis & Company, co-author along with Paul Brown of Your Attention, Please. And it's a book I recommend to you. And Allison, the third thing you guys learned, this is very important. No matter how compelling or personally relevant your communication might be, your audience won't pay attention if they have to work too hard. Boy, howdy, is that true.
Yeah, it really is true. And, you know, I'm a small business owner myself. I get a lot of, solicitations, direct mail, email. And if I don't understand right away what they're trying to sell me or what they're trying to tell me, I'm just going to put that right in the recycling pile, you know. If your website, if you have to search too long on your website, if you send an email message and it's not immediately clear what it's about, people just don't have the patience. And they're too stressed out. They have, you know, they just besieged by information, and they need to get to the point really quickly.
Well, the Blessing Game's rule number one for dealing with customers is don't confuse your customers.
Yeah.
Rule number two is don't make them work too hard. And it's getting worse. That rule is becoming may overtake the other one, become number one, Allison. And here's why I think that is. Before the internet, we needed stuff that we weren't always fulfilled. We often needed things. We wanted to have things, even if we knew that they existed. Sometimes we didn't know we needed something because we didn't know a solution existed. And so we just lived with it. And whenever something came in the mail, a catalog or a piece of direct mail, or we heard an ad or something like that, it was information that maybe we needed.
Right.
Today, right. We get an itch. We can scratch it real fast somewhere else. And so if somebody sends us something, if there's an ad somewhere, if it doesn't, as you say, get our attention and make it easy for us, then we say, well, why would I listen to that?
Yep.
Why would I read that? I've already got all I need.
And you described that, you know, that sort of emotional component where, you know, many of us have been around long enough to remember when opening the mail was fun. You know, it was like,
right.
Ooh, what will the mail bring?
Right. That's
and
right.
Now it's a burden for most of us.
So what do small business owners do about this? How do we fix it?
Well, I have some advice based on my own experience, which has worked out really well. Our customers are large corporations, or people, professionals in large corporations, and they're very hard to get across, you know, get through
right.
to. One of the things that we've learned is that when we provide information of value, how-to kind of information, you know, stuff that really is free information that helps them do something better.
Valuable content
that it has no obligation. All we want them to do is read it. It's tips, how-tos, you know, recipes, if you will, that people are, A, very appreciative of that, and it really does get through to them. I mean, I'm right now having a meeting today with a client who gets our electronic newsletter every 2 weeks, and something that we wrote about measuring communication got through to her, and she called me to talk to me about it. And then
so
we got
you're selling by building a relationship, not by closing.
Absolutely. And we're selling by giving away free, quote-unquote, information that people can use in their jobs. Mm-hmm. And that creates an exchange where, you know, people begin to say, well, first of all, we build our credibility because it's smart stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, it creates an exchange where they feel like they're having a relationship with us and we're helping them, you know, every time they get one of these newsletters.
And it didn't cost them anything to build that with you in the early stages, did it?
Absolutely not. And what's really fun about it from our point of view is people call us and they feel like they know us already because we've been giving them this valuable information, and it really helps them out. And then when they do call, they're really ready to talk about working with us.
Mm-hmm. So and you don't have to sell them on you now, do you?
No, they feel like they've already been sold because we've demonstrated
right.
our expertise. And
so,
in the book, we do talk about that. We talk about really providing something of value. We call them recipes in the book just because it's an easy way to talk about it. But
right.
it really means any how-to information. And, you know, any kind of business can do this. You mentioned restaurants before. You know, any kind of service or product business can give their customers information that is helpful to them.
So would you recommend that now, obviously, that's the kind of thing you could put in a mailer. You could put it on your website. But what about in advertising? Should we focus our advertising on those kinds of things too?
Well, there are ways to do that. There's things called advertorials, for example,
right.
in magazines that have editorial content as well as ads, and those are a very good way to do it. Often these things take the form of something that seems editorial because that's where how-to information sort of fits. So a print newsletter, an electronic newsletter, content on a website, or an advertisement that sort of looks like editorial, all those are good ways to go.
A commercial maybe that's developed around how to use a product that you sell that people use every day that at the end just mentions who you are.
Yeah, I mean, one of the, and we mentioned this in your attention, please, one of the brilliant market, however we feel about it, some people who are brilliant about these are people who do infomercials, you know,
right.
Ronco.
Right.
I mean, we may say, oh, gosh, those are kind of sleazy.
You mean the Popeil pocket fisherman?
Pocket fisherman.
And what was the thing? What was the thing with the hairspray? The hair dye and the
the spray on hair,
yeah.
And the Vegematic and the you know the rotisserie.
My favorite is the Chia Pet. Allison. Hey, Allison, give us your website again, please.
It's yourattentionpleasebook.com.
And that's the title of the book. Only leave the book off, and you can find it wherever books are sold. If you go to that website, Allison will autograph it for you. And I was just kidding. It won't be worth 50 cents more, at least a dollar. Thanks, Allison. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Quick break. Right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.